to it than that, but it was fearful. And it brought three messages through the so-called visionaries that were connected with that miracle. It brought three messages that are impacting the world today. Is everybody familiar with the three messages of Fatima? And I know I'm leaving a lot of the history of Fatima out, but how many are familiar with the three messages of Fatima? Not very many hands. And I know some of you are familiar out there. In 1917, three young children began for a six-month period on the 13th of the month that ended on October 13th. They began meeting with the Virgin Mary, and they were promised that on October 13th, 1917, that there would be a miracle performed to demonstrate that their visitations and the messages had been genuine. And that was what this miracle I was just describing to you was, is the proof that they'd genuinely been interacting with Mary. And the interesting thing about it is the primary content of these, they were left with three messages. And the primary content of those three messages is that a pope should perform what they call an act of entrustment. Catholic terminology, but remember that. Remember the term act of entrustment. What these messages in 1917, a little bit after 1917, called for was that a pope should perform an act of entrustment, which meant bring in a body of cardinals and bishops from around the world, have a special dedication at the Vatican, and dedicate Russia to the Virgin Mary. For if the pope would do that, then Russia would dedicate itself to Mary, and it wouldn't be allowed to spread its errors through the world. In fact, if they would have done it right away, there wasn't supposed to be a Second World War. But as the different popes took their position to fulfill their time as pope during the 20th century, none of them really followed through with carrying out this act of entrustment. Now, this current pope, Pope John Paul II, which, by the way, many of you know this, but I'm going to throw it in here anyway, is the first pope in history whose name adds up to 666. Been lots of popes throughout history, but the first one in history, when you look at his Latin name, adds up to 666. But when he became pope, he looked at the messages from Fatima, which they keep in the Vatican, and which speak about the pope that will ultimately take control of the world. And he decided, these messages aren't for me, I am not that pope. So he put him aside. But on the day of the year when